nominees. We've told you who did not make the Hall of Fame. But alongside Corey Parson, Matt Modica, and our guest, Scott the King Angle, we're going to tell you who has made it, who has made the Fantasy Sports Network's Hall of Fame. The Baseball Hall of Fame based on our ballot.
I'm looking forward to the FNTSY Hall of Fame ballot. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
King, what's up, King?
What's up there, Matty Modica? How are you, my friend?
Doing well, sir.
Getting in with 100% of the vote.
Oh, 100%. Look
100%
at that.
Unanimous. Of the vote. Unanimously, FNTSY has voted in Barry Bonds.
Yeah, congratulations to Barry Bonds. He deserves to be in there. So I'm shout out to Barry Bonds. He gets in our Hall of Fame, and he should get in the real one this year, too. So, wake up, Scott.
I'm waiting for you guys to come to me on this.
Look, you have to put Bonds in. If you're going to, you can't not take a whole era and not put guys in the Hall of Fame. And you can't say, well, this guy did it. We know Bond said he put the clear in the cream, but that's beside the point. There's other guys that I'm pretty sure did do it, even if I can't prove it. So pretty much I'm at the point where everybody from this era that put up the numbers, I guess you got to put them in.
Scotty, 100% of the ballots put in Barry Bonds.
Yeah, for me it's easy. A 7-time NL MVP. You don't compare it to that anywhere. The all-time leader in home runs. And look at the defense, too. We're talking about guys have to be all-around players. 8-time Gold Glover, also in addition to being a 12-time Silver Slugger. He was at the top of the game even when he was with Pittsburgh. Now, you talk about the era, and, you know, Matt makes a good point because I think a lot of guys were doing it, and there's always been guys have been doing stuff before steroids like amphetamines.
Yeah, but Scott, steroids to me are different games. It's like smoking weed.
I know, but that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Amphetamines gave guys an advantage. They certainly did. Whether the amount of the advantage, you know, that's another debate. Everybody was doing it probably at the time. A lot of guys were doing it. Was Barry Bonds the best of the best? Yes. And to Greg's point, when we talked about Sosa, I watched Bonds even before the steroids era and even thought he was one of the best of the best then.
That's the argument for me. Bonds was a Hall of Famer prior to, you know, doing it when they said supposedly after watching, you know, McGuire and Sosa, he did have that phenomenal season where he kind of got overlooked. So
Barry Bonds is in, getting 95% of the vote. Also in our Hall of Fame, Roger Clemens. The Rocky gets in with 95% of the vote.
Goodness gracious!
The same argument you said about Clemens as you can say about Bonds.
Sure.
Prior to, he was a Hall of Famer. I mean, he looked done at one point in Toronto, and then all of a sudden he magically
rebounds with the Yankees.
Brian McNamee's training, which included steroids. Those are two of the five players that are in. We continue with our Hall of Fame now. Three more players to go. Is your favorite going to get in? We'll let you know when we come back. This is the Roto Experts. You've heard two of the players that have made the Hall of Fame based on our ballots. Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds are both in. Clearly, steroids not an issue for us here because I'm proud to announce that with
amphetamines, Otto,
90% of the vote in his second year on the ballot, Manny Ramirez is a Hall of Famer.
Shout out to Manny Ramirez, Washington Heights in the building, G-Dub, George Washington High School. Manny Ramirez, the best right-handed hitter of our era. I turn your mic on, Matt.
Yeah, 12-time All-Star, 9-time Silver Slugger. You know, the numbers are definitely there. 300 or better in 11 seasons. People talk about the power. The batting average was certainly there. Reached 100 RBIs in 12 seasons. 165 in 1999. and topped the 30 homer mark 12 times. One of the best pure hitters you've ever seen.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scott.
Manny Ramirez as coordinator.
Yeah, let's just shout out to Washington Heights. That's why he got the Hall of Fame.
That's why he's got something. That's what I wanted to give him props for.
Shout out.
I didn't want to read. I didn't want to read his every.
Who cares where he grew up? He played in Boston. And he beat the Yankees all the time.
I don't need to hear every statistic for every player, Scott.
You need to learn.
As Corey mentioned, Manny Ramirez, the best right-handed hitter I've ever seen. He was the scariest MF-er to come up at the plate.
Yes, he was.
Barry Bonds, certainly the National League. Manny Ramirez in the American League. That's why I voted for him. That's why 90% of FSDSY participants voted for him.
Yeah,
the only two, just in case you were wondering, the only two that did not vote for him, Mike Cardano and Paul Shapiro.
The thing here is...
By the way, Jake Seeley was the only guy that didn't vote for Clemens.
That is correct. Jake Seeley, the only member of our panel not to vote for Roger Clemens.
Yeah, look, Manny, I'll say Miguel Cabrera is the best right-handed hitter I've ever seen.
That's okay. Fine.
But Manny was great.
That's fair.
And, you know, it's just that stigma of him. Look, remember when he went to the Dodgers, Manny Wood? That was pretty amazing. So he's done it in different leagues and all that character of the game. So, look, if you're going to put everybody else in, you got to put Manny in.
Two more players made our Hall of Fame. Both had 100% of the vote. In his second year,
unanimous once again.
In the second year on the ballot,
yeah, that's what 100% is, Corey. Yes.
In his second year on the ballot, Vladimir Guerrero gets in. Vladdy Daddy.
Vladdy Daddy. If I'm not a real big Vlad guy, but I'm happy he's in. What did he do? What? Scott, read his numbers to me, Scott. He made 17 All-Star games. He was led the league in
BABIP. Corey's like, what's an All-Star game? Who did he play for, Corey says. Nine-time All-Star. 2004 AL MVP. Top 10 in the league MVP voting 5 times. More importantly, 8-time Silver Slugger. Named 2010 winner of the Edgar Martinez Award, game's best DH, led the league in hits in 2002, hit 300 or better 13 times, including 12 seasons in a row from 1997 to 2008, and topped the 30 home run mark 8 times, drove in 100 or more runs 10 times, scored 100 or more runs in 6 seasons. So I don't know why you wouldn't be a Vladimir Guerrero guy, Corey. By the way, he also played for the Montreal Expos, Corey. That's a former National League ball club.
Yes, that became the Washington Nationals. That team.
The Curly W.
The Curly W that owned the NL East. Go ahead.
Look, Vlad's
really
a beast.
And have never made a World Series.
Vlad Guerrero's a beast, and I would vote him in. The thing here is his son is one of the best prospects in baseball.
Yeah. For the Blue Jays, right?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Vladdy Daddy in to the Hall of Fame. The final member of the 2018 class, according to the Fantasy Sports Network. In his first year on the ballot, he received 100% of the vote. Chipper Jones.
Oh, yeah. You got to put Chipper Jones. Chipper Jones is a beast. Chipper Jones, just greatness. What he did for the Atlanta Braves. And he has a child named Shay.
Yes, he does. Matt Modica, Chipper Jones.
Chipper Jones is...
Okay, you're not Matt Modica, but whatever.
Yeah, Chipper Jones is the guy that no even any guy in the Baseball Writers Association of America is not going to argue with. You know, 14 seasons of 20 home runs, one of only 9 players in history with at least a 300 batting average, 400 OBP, 500 slugging percentage, and 400 home runs. He's in a class with, like, Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, Mel Ott, and never put a stain on the game, was just the exemplary guy for a team that dominated the National League for more than a decade.
True ambassador of the game.
Look, a switch hitter, one of the best switch hitters in, you know, all time. This guy, without a doubt, for me, deserves to be in it. I mean, he had a long, illustrious career. I mean, what he did against the Mets was, you know, heartbreaking, but...
Funny.
Yeah, for some, it could be funny, construed that way. But, I mean, just look at the seasons this guy had.
I mean, that's why I voted for Manny.
You know, if you go back and you just take a look... To just take a look from, like, 98 to, like, 2001... Just those seasons. And then he continued on. But, you know, that, like, 5-year pocket is just insane.
Yeah, it is insane. And, ladies and gentlemen, your Hall of Fame class of 2018, according to the Fantasy Sports Network, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Manny Ramirez, Vladimir Guerrero, and Chipper Jones. Gentlemen, clearly steroids, not really a thing with us.
I think the younger generation has kind of moved on.
Yeah.
They don't hold it against. Or maybe they're like, look, you can't take one guy and not the other. So, and you see that with the balloting for the Baseball Writers Association. As it's turning over, the steroid guys are getting more and more of the vote.
Yeah, they are. We'll see if Bonds and Clemens get enough today to get in. Oh, do you want to ask you, Corey, about Sammy Sosa? Because Corey,
he's a clown.
Corey and I were, Scott and I were just talking about it. Scott believes, listen, you put Bonds in, you put Clemens in, you put Manny in, you have to put Sosa in.
The thing about Sammy Sosa is going to take a little while for Sammy Sosa because he has negativity around him right now. He's like in the news a lot for the wrong reasons. Sammy Sosa is well known as a cheater. I think the other guys, you kind of feel as if, okay, they cheated, but they still would have been there. Sammy Sosa, you don't feel the cork bat, the steroids, and now he looked like Michael Jackson.
He's looking like a fat Swiggy from
I don't get what's going on with Sammy.
If you're going to say Sammy Sosa's got a lot of negativity around him, you've got to say the same thing about Bonds and Clemens.
They're not even in the news right now, Scott. They're not even in the news right now.
We're not talking about right now.
Well, I'm talking about right now.
Those guys were the biggest stories in terms of steroids ever.
We just voted yesterday, Scott. People talk, but right now, the news on Sammy is all negative.
This is about history, not about yesterday. And it was negative for a long time on Bonds and Clemens.
But what I think, Scotty, I think what Corey's trying to say is the perception changes through the years. You look at Barry Bonds, this is a dude that was a hitting coach in Major League Baseball last year. So the perception's kind of changed of Barry Bonds. The perception on Roger Clemens has changed a bit. Corey's, I believe, I don't want to put words in your mouth, the perception of Sammy Sosa hasn't changed in a positive light.
It's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when these guys played. That's what when we're voting
Scott,
on.
Play no more, Scott.
You can't ignore the production. You can't ignore the production. This guy hit 60 homers more than three times. He's the only player to ever do that.
But the argument that he's making is Bonds, Clemens were Hall of Famers without it. Sammy Sosa without it is not a Hall of Famer. The argument.
Well, that's what I told Greg. I guess we'll all disagree. I'm not going to base my voting on an if. I voted for Sosa.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we all have our own votes. We just had the conversation, Scotty. You and I, you know, I believe what I believe. You believe what you believe, and it's okay. Corey, and then I'll go Matt. I went to Corey last time. Matty, Jim Thome on our ballot did not make the Hall of Fame. Do you believe Jim Thome is a Hall of Famer?
I mean, look, if you're going to go by the numbers and what has gotten guys in the past, then he is a Hall of Famer. Does he have to be a first ballot? I look at it, if you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer. You shouldn't have to be penalized on first ballot or not. I think I got to put Thome in. I think also you have to look at who's voting, what years were they watching baseball too. I think some of the guys might have been skewed a little younger here and maybe didn't see Thome in his true prime.
Yeah, I think it's a Corey. Jim Thome, Hall of Famer to you?
Yeah, at some point.
If Sammy Sosa is, he's got big.
I think Thome can get in. I don't really have the numbers break down in front of me.
612 career home runs.
Well, that's just good.
Scott did not vote for him.
But he voted for
Sosa. He got close, but I didn't vote for him. You know, he never had 60 homers.
Okay.
But,
he didn't take steroids.
We don't know that.
Your argument is he never hit 60, but he hit more home runs than Sammy Sosa in his career.
That's true.
If you're going to say Thome should be in, I'm not vehemently against it. You know, I couldn't fit 11 guys on my ballot, so if I could, you know, then I would have put Thome in. My last guy was Billy Wagner, but you know, I'll take Sosa over Thome though.
Was Billy Wagner for the Mets? Was that your Met vote?
No, had nothing to do with it. It's just one of the most dominant left-handed relievers of all time, and the original Enter Sandman.
Ooh.
How many World Series championships does he have,
Scott? Shots fired by Scott.
Huh?
He's the original Enter Sandman.
Okay, how many World Championships?
He did it first before Rivera did it.
How many championships do we have?
That has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with it.
Can we get Darth Vader off the line?
That's a great song.
Can we get Darth Vader off the line, please?
Okay, Yoda.
By the way, the Johan Santana had 3 votes.
Scott.
If you look at his prime,
I didn't vote for him.
You know, Scott Florio.
Mike Florio.
Yeah.
I didn't vote
Guys,
for him.
Guys, we're taking a break. Scotty, I appreciate it.
I wanted to get Charlie Hayes in.
Scott, I appreciate
the time.
All right.
We'll talk some more baseball. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Scotty. Have a good one. We'll be back right after
Thank you.